East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Advocate Andy Mutebi is our new head of public prosecutions. President Cyril Ramaphosa announced his appointment yesterday as NDPP boss Shamila Batoi prepares to retire at the end of this month after 7 years in the position. Mutebi, who currently leads the special investigating unit, will step into his new role in February. The advocate, who began his career as a public prosecutor in the Johannesburg and Soweto magistrates and regional courts, was not among the six candidates interviewed by an advisory panel. Ramaphosa's spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the panel, chaired by Justice Minister Mamoloko Kubai, submitted three shortlisted candidates for the recommendation to the president.
In the report, the panel advised the president that none of the interviewed candidates were suitable for the role of NDPP. Accordingly, President Ramaphosa has, in terms of Section 179(1)(a) of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, read with Section 10 of the NPA Act, decided to appoint Advocate Jan Lekgowa Mutebi.
The president has meanwhile thanked Batoi for her service and contribution to the prosecution's agency. A Parliament's ad hoc committee investigating damning allegations raised by KZN police head Nhlanhla Mgwanazi is set to meet today. Members of the committee are expected to discuss a range of issues. These include the public participation process and the resumption of oral hearings. They'll also receive a report on cases against forensic investigator Paul O'Sullivan. In November last year, the MK party laid criminal charges against O'Sullivan, accusing him of threatening and intimidating witnesses linked to the committee. MPs are probing accusations of political meddling and corruption in the police and wider criminal justice system. And the White House says President Donald Trump and his advisers are discussing a range of options to acquire Greenland. Opinion polls show that while most Greenlanders favor eventual independence from Denmark, there's overwhelming opposition to becoming part of the U.S., which already has a military base on the island. In a statement given to the Reuters news agency, the White House says it wants to take over Greenland before the end of Trump's term and that using the military is always an option. The island nation is currently under the jurisdiction of Denmark. European leaders have called for principles of the UN Charter to be upheld, saying that the people living in Greenland should decide its future. Meanwhile, Trump's described the military operation in Venezuela as incredible and tactically brilliant. The U.S. seized President Nicolas Maduro and his wife during the operation on Saturday and said it would run the country. Maduro has pleaded not guilty to charges including narco-terrorism conspiracy and the possession of machine guns. Speaking to House Republicans, Trump says Democrats have been reluctant to congratulate him despite their ongoing condemnation of Maduro's regime.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years. And, you know, he's a violent guy and he's killed millions of people.
Durban 28 degrees, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.